On the show today, we have FICO's very own Michael Maygard and PSCU's Jack Lynch talking about how PSCU is leveraging FICO's customer communication services to build a leading fraud alert solution for credit unions. Really, really timely stuff here, so check it out. Before we get into our interview, I just want to give you a quick heads up on our CU Knowledge Hub page. It is our page is just loaded with free downloadable content, which includes white papers, webinars, product guides, case studies, industry analysis, and a whole lot more. And it's all provided by experts and vendors within the credit union industry. So go check it out today. That's CU Knowledge Hub. And now on to the interview. Hey, everybody. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show and happy Friday to everybody. And before the Thanksgiving holiday, we have on the show today, right below me is Mr. Dan McKelley from GLIA. Dan, how are you, sir?
I'm fantastic, Mike. Thanks for having me again.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, sir. Anytime, sir. And then right next to me is Andrea Argueta from IDB Global Federal Credit Union. Andrea, how are you?
Good. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're here too. You were just, before the recording, you were just telling me that your offices are like two blocks from the White House in Washington, D.C. And like, oh my gosh, you guys are right in the middle of it all right now.
Yes, we are.
Hang in there. Hang in there. So let's talk about something really cool, how your credit union, Andrea, has really leveraged GLIA's digital member service platform to better serve your members, especially in the times that we have been in this year. My, oh my. But before we get into that, Dan, I want to just, let's cut to the chase here. How did you guys help out Andrea's credit union with your digital member service platform? Give us a lay of the land here.
Sure thing. So GLIA is focused on providing digital member service, a digital member service platform. And that platform combines a variety of interaction methods for credit unions to more effectively engage their members. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about chat, voice, video chat, collaborative browsing, co-browsing, right? All of these coming together in a really sleek and seamless package that credit unions can deploy very quickly and easily. So I'd love Andrea to talk more specifically about her experience with our solution. But at a high level, we started working with IDB Global at the very beginning of the pandemic to help them figure out a solution for their telephony system. So talking about the way that they were communicating over the phone with their members. And now we're expanding our partnership from there. So Andrea, maybe you want to share a little bit about the work that we've been doing together.
Yeah, Andrea, the stage is yours. Go for it.
Yeah, so I just want to first share that we learned about GLIA last year. We thought they were great. Actually, our CLO went to a conference. He learned about GLIA. He came home. He's like, Andrea, you have to see this. He set up the demo. And when we watched it, we all agreed it was a great solution. And we said, okay, let's do more research in 2020 and see if we have the resources to implement a little bit later. Little did we know that by March, we would be a fully digital credit union because our branch closed after COVID, and we were required to work from home. And so at that point, we reached out to GLIA. I really thought it would be like the worst time to reach out to GLIA. I thought everyone's in this place. They're probably super busy. Prices have probably gone up. But I was able to get in contact with someone that same day. They honored the pricing. And then within a week, we had fully executed a contract.
Wow.
It was a really great experience. And then when it came to the implementation, you know, we were really trying to work fast because at this point we didn't have the software to allow our own call center to work from home. And so our business continuity plan was really to transfer all these calls mm-hmm. to an outsourced call center, which was also impacted. So we were really proud of our metrics. Our abandonment rate, which usually was around 8-9%, was about at 50%, and it was like painful to watch, and that's why we reached out to GLIA and really wanted to implement this quickly. So we came up with a phased approach and try to tackle the emergency first. And you know, once we got the support that we needed internally, we reached out to GLIA and said, we need to work on this afternoon. And they dropped everything. We actually got to implement. We worked on it maybe like I would say like 6 hours. We were ready the next morning to do a 30-minute training for 29 employees. We started at 8:30 and 9:02, we received our first call on Glia, and it was like you could breathe again and know, okay, we have our call center back up and it's working. And our agents didn't need a lot of training because it's very intuitive. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like after that, we've really worked on a true partnership, I would say. We then focused on building like our complete IVR within Glia, which really gave us the flexibility that we did not have on our other software. It required a lot more, I would say, people with technical knowledge to actually make changes within the system. With Glia, like, I can go in there and I don't have that, you know, technical knowledge around telecommunications. I can go in there, create a user, and move them from, you know, different queues or teams. So that was the second phase. And on December 7th, we're actually about to launch our digital tools, which it is, it's really changing the game for us, because we have members all over the world. We have members in 76 countries, and we only had one branch. So even before COVID, we had to think about, and that's why we were really interested in Glia to begin with. We really wanted to provide this digital member experience to our members. And so it's really changing everything, because there are members who had never set foot at the branch, opened their accounts online, and have never been able to really be in contact with our branch staff.
Yeah,
and so now, starting December 7th, they're actually going to be able to meet with our branch staff, regardless of where they live, for free, because they can initiate these calls on our website, from our online banking platform, from our online application tools. So it's really changing everything for us. I think that we're really focused at IVB Global to enhance a member experience. And I think this is the right tool to do that. And mm-hmm. we also feel like we have really good partners, and that's why we've been able to be so successful in enhancing our digital experience.
Dan, I don't know about you, but I think the interview is over. I'm good.
That was fantastic. I agree. Thank you.
No, I want to ask you. Go ahead.
Yeah, we feel the same. We were very fortunate to be working with IVB. I mean, they're amazing partners, and Andrea, I mean, it really has the right vision and the right way of thinking about how to change with everything that's happening. It's so important to be agile and quick and think on your feet and evolve. And Andrea has exactly the right mindset. So it's been a pleasure to work with IVB Global.
Yeah, I wanted to get your thoughts or your reaction or your feelings when Andrea first came to you, and like many credit unions, they were just like, oh my God, you know, just help us. So what was your, obviously you guys jumped into action right away, but what was your initial thoughts? Okay, now we really gotta, you know, get our, you know what, in gear and help these folks. So what was your initial reaction here in helping Andrea, and especially in their dire straits of a situation, it sounded like?
Yeah, you know, frankly, it was happening left and right.
Yeah, you're right.
So mm-hmm. it was really, it's really been a very intensive year for our team. Fortunately, we have really considered from day one in architecting our solution how to be very lightweight and quick, you know, so that's been a competitive advantage for us since day one. And we are able to do these sorts of, as Andrea was alluding to, we're able to do these sorts of deployments really quickly, and the training is easy. So it's lightweight, but really powerful at the same time. And that's philosophically how we've been positioned from the beginning. And I think we found that we were getting similar calls from so many different credit unions. It was a lot of work for the team, but fortunately, the right platform and the right, you know, approach of being customer centric we were able to handle it, you know. It required a lot of long hours, but we were able to, you know, to jump into action and help, which we're really fortunate to be able to do.
Yeah, and the timing of this is just uncanny, because I mean, I first discovered you guys, found out about you guys last year as well. I think it was at the CUNA Technology Council conference mm-hmm. where you guys did a demo on stage, and I was blown away by your presentation. And I went, wow, these guys are going to, they're going to go places. But I mean, and then all of a sudden, you know, a few months later, COVID hits, and then everybody needs this type of service to keep in touch with their members, with their staff, all this type of stuff. So, I mean, I'm blown away at the timing of that. I mean, even like with the technology we're using now, Zoom, I'm blown away by the timing of it all. It's like, wow, you know, this is, you know, it's there, it's ready to be used, and we're all PhDs in it now. And so It's amazing. It's amazing. And to help credit unions out like Andrea's credit union, I mean, again, the timing is amazing. And Andrea, in your response, you talked about how it's changed things. Can you describe how it's changed, I guess, your service to your members and your members' reaction? And can you kind of describe that for us real quick?
Yeah. So I think that it's changed things in the sense that we are redefining our member experience and the service that we provide. Like I said before, it was very limited to if you reside in this area, you get to have face-to-face interaction.
Right.
Now it's really like across borders. Like that really doesn't matter anymore.
Everybody gets it, right?
Right. Yeah. And I think that, you know, that's really just, you have to really think about it. You really have to think about the strategy. Mm-hmm. For us, I know that, you know, after we stood up our call center, we took the time to launch, and that's why we're launching in December, because it's such a powerful tool that you really have to think about the strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's easy to implement quickly, but I really think that you want to give it some thought because you have to be prepared. Your staff needs to know, you know, you're going to provide service to a diverse membership. At the same time, you know, we have call center agents who were accustomed to, you know, just answering via phone, and now they're going to learn to have those face-to-face interactions. So I think that's something that, you know, is changing internally, also the service. And like for us, like I mentioned, I think the big wins is, you know, free calls for members overseas, and just the fact that they get face-to-face interaction and the co-browsing too. I mean, I'm hoping to see that the call duration is a little bit shorter, and not because we're trying to rush them, but because we're providing good assistance with the right tools.
Like
we can now show them where to click and, mm-hmm. and where to go. In an easy manner.
Well, yeah, go ahead, Dan.
No, I was just going to say, I wanted to just put an emphasis on something that Andrea said that I really like, which is, you know, the ability to meet the member where they are, right? So oftentimes, the member will be in their online banking experience or on the app or on the public site, they're doing something. And what ends up happening is if they want to talk to somebody, they have to dial the phone number that's on that screen and leave all of that behind. Whereas it's so antiquated. I mean, the interaction can happen right there, and it's not limited to a chat, you know, based interaction.
Right.
If they want to have a chat, it's there. If they want to have audio, it's there. If they want to have video banking, it's there. It's all living within the digital experiences that they're already using.
Mm-hmm.
And right now with everybody going to those experiences so frequently, mm-hmm. meet them there. And then with the co-browsing, being able to get on the same page, you know, we find that it ends up hitting those two goals that Andrea was looking for, which is you want to enhance member experience, but be more efficient.
Yep.
It's kind of, you know, encompasses both of those.
And it seems like the member is like almost there with you going through this process, you know, I mean, even though we're, you know, still doing this and we still have to do this, but it sounds like this is like really the next best thing to really still connect and bond with those members. And I'm sure the members appreciate it too, right, Andrea? I'm sure the feedback you guys have gotten is tremendous.
Yeah. So one of the things that I'm looking forward to is our campaign, because our members did request some of this technology, especially because they are, you know, living in different countries, they requested it. So I cannot wait to share that we're delivering. And, you know, like Dan said, you know, what we're trying to say is we're a click away. Mm-hmm. We're literally a click away, because it can be from any platform. We're there.
Yeah,
we're there. And Glee is also very good at allowing us to redirect those communications based on where they are. So if they're on a loan application, we can direct that communication to the lending team. So you don't have to like speak to an agent, explain your situation, and then transfer it to somebody on that team. It's like we've used our website, maps and our application maps to determine where these communications are being routed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I refer to the strategy, because if you use this tool correctly, it's really powerful and it can make you more efficient.
And I think the bigger, the 64,000 foot question here I want to ask you, Andrea, is what does this mean to your credit union to really be able to communicate with your members in this way, in any way they want? And like Dan said, communicate, go to where they are, you know, anywhere they are, you can still communicate with them. So what does that mean to your credit union? Because it really seems like to me, it really propels you guys into, you know, the future, and the future is now, obviously. So what does it mean?
I think it means that we are a credit union that provides real value. Real value. I think our members have always said that they love our service. They rate us really high on member satisfaction. And I think this is just making that service more available to them. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it just says we're here where you need us to be.
Right.
And I think overall, what it means to us is we have the right tools and the right technology to provide a good member experience, which will allow us to retain our members, and at the same time acquire new members of different ages that are looking for this technology. So we're excited about this, and I'd also like to add something. You know,
sure.
As GLIA is growing, I know that you know. You sometimes you're concerned that, you know, if your partner is growing, you might not get the same attention from, you know, the support team.
Mm-hmm.
That has not been in our experience at all. And I want to just take some time to talk about that, because I feel like that's really crucial to providing good service. If something comes up, you need to have that partner right there mm-hmm. with you. And you know, we've even felt it for our marketing. We had this vision that we wanted this really cool video, and you know, as busy as they are, their marketing person took the time to actually speak to us and ask us, you know, what is it that you need? And they came up with this amazing video for us. And yeah. And that's where we feel like we have a true partnership. They're really interested in delivering what we need to be successful.
Wow, Dan, what do you think about that? That's quite the testimonial right there. Well done.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate Andrea's partnership on this. It's been, like I mentioned, fantastic to work with them. For us, you know, we really focus on is emulating the same philosophy that you guys have to serve your members, the way we want to serve our clients. Yeah. You know, and we really jive with organizations that have a focus on providing stellar member service mm-hmm. or stellar customer service, right? That those are the organizations that we love working with, because we truly believe that evolving the experiences that you provide today is so important, and we have to practice what we preach, right? If we're going to provide a platform for you to connect with your members in the best way possible, in the most efficient way possible, then we have to live that. And as we live it with, I'm really happy to hear that that's been IDB Global's experience. We really strive and invest a lot into making sure that that's the case, because we want to be consistent with what the platform stands for.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. All right, guys, I'm going to kind of wrap up here, because I know we got a lot on our plates, and literally, because Thanksgiving's next week, so I'm going to have a lot on my plate.
I was hoping so.
I'm sorry, that was a really bad joke. It just fell out of my mouth. I apologize. I'll probably edit that one out. But so what's next for you guys? Because you mentioned you obviously the working relationship is going to continue. What's next going into 2021? Andrew, you want to start? And then Dan, I'll let you wrap it up.
Yeah, of course. So we're looking to implement online appointment scheduling tools. I think that's going to be a great enhancement for our members. We're going to make sure that we're there when they need us as well, so they can schedule that. And maybe they don't have to wait for a call. And then at the same time, we're looking to add AI technology just to make us more efficient, and already started the conversations with both GLIA and their partners. So we're really hoping that drives efficiency, and just overall, we're looking to really enhance the online banking platform for us, because mm-hmm. we consider that to be our second branch. So there's a lot coming our way at IDB Global. I think our members are really going to be happy.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. What a great holiday present.
Yeah.
what a great present for 2021. We all need all the positivity we can get. Dan, anything else to wrap up here? Any final words?
I mean, I think we covered it all. You know, fundamentally right now, it's all about understanding where your members are and meeting them there and contextualizing the conversation that you're having. We need that positivity, and we need also the ability to kind of connect with people in the easiest way possible. You know, it makes a huge difference right now if for credit unions that are focused on member experience. So yeah, it's we're, as I mentioned at the beginning, very fortunate to be able to provide these tools and this platform to organizations that are looking to achieve these goals. So yeah. I count our blessings, and I'm count our blessings for having a partner like IDB Global and Andrea. It's been such a pleasure to work with them.
Well done. Well said. Great message to end on, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to share an amazing story. So thank you. I appreciate that. And above all, be well, be safe over the holidays, and we'll catch you on the other side of it. All right.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well done.
Bye-bye.